Speech of September 2008 about the work. Useful work should be a matter close to the heart for any person able to work, if it represents a service for L. We work even to cover our needs, but only the beyond targeting towards L is really valuable. It gives us fulfillment with the cognition to have done something important. If possible, we should combine this work with gainful employment. The gainful employment as such will never become extinct as requirements grow over time and men will shift the most important decisions not on machines or similar, but merge with the technology then available. The modes of work and working time models will change. Men will always seek employment, since otherwise you will be discontent. Progress will entail that every person approximately has the same capability. It eliminates the unfair wages. Everyone can earn justly what he achieves. The world government arranges it so that everyone can work who wants to, and that work is equitably slaved. For this purpose, it records the potential after qualifications and the needs. Wishes and aptitudes are taken appropriately into account. Individual support programs facilitate the start of work. The pecuniary circumstances are balanced. There is neither extreme wealthiness nor extreme poverty. Diseases will be best cured and accompanied. Everybody has almost the same value. There will be always top performances of teams and individuals. However, the world government sees to it that they do not lead to blatant differences within the community. Thus, if on average all are well, it is incomprehensible that some lucky devils are exorbitantly well. So perquisites are admittedly granted, but do they exceed a certain extent? They are trimmed on a just amount. If the society has a high morality, everyone who has mill will pass much. Nobody will be able to have something that he does not sufficiently make use of. Thus, private property above a certain magnitude falls back to the community or is bound to certain conditions that serve the community. Can somebody take special advantages of a talent? It can be imposed on them as a condition to put this talent into the service of the community, for example by a teaching commitment. Thus, the performance of teams against individuals is further strengthened, although a team achievement is always stronger.